Call the CIA, call the FBI, call the DEA. Somebody got to know what was going on because LeBron said it wasn't him.
Didn't know.
Already know it's Price Rob Emergency Pod, Brumigos Podcast. We got to talk about this trade real quick. We got to talk about this, Rob. Rob, LeBron said he ain't know. Do you believe him?
Hashtag that nigga's lying, Your Honor. There's no way that LeBron didn't know, dog. Like, out of all the people, like, we were just talking about it before the show. Like, Anthony Davis, Clutch Sports. LeBron James, Clutch Sports. I think, what, Luka is Clutch Sports?
Either he's Clutch or he was going to be Clutch something.
Or, like, CAA. Something, basically, to where these, like, Sham Sharania said, all these folks did not know that this was the case. I cannot believe that. I cannot. You talking about Luka, who has been everything to the Dallas franchise. You talking about the Lake. You talking about LeBron, who's been everything to the Lakers franchise. Mm-hmm. You talking about AD, who was supposed to be the heir apparent to the Lakers franchise.
Mm-hmm.
All these people did not know that they were going to be traded, like, or that Luka and Anthony Davis were not. First of all, hello. Second of all, if you guys haven't been aware, Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic, amongst others, were traded for each other just last night. Like, I found out waking up, like, just I had, you know, whatever, and I woke up 1 a.m. and found out that basically Luka and AD were traded. And for one, I was looking at the TV like, this can't be right. Like, I'm thinking, if they're talking about Anthony Davis, like, it must be some, like, Anthony something that, like, maybe I'm looking wrong. But no, it was Luka Doncic traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the LA Lakers for Anthony Davis, amongst others, amongst picks. And the Jazz were in there, you know, playing Thursdays. But essentially, yeah, these cats were traded. And according to Shams, they didn't know. And it's just like Nate said, weird. There's no way that they didn't know. Not in this age, not in the age of player empowerment, not in the age of Genie Buss, basically, what was it, last year, basically on LeBron's arm, talking about Happy Women's Day and all that, swooning to this motherfucker, and now basically he trades away the guy that basically LeBron brought into LA to basically be the heir apparent, to basically be in Space Jam 2, to basically have all these things, to be the next up and have him basically be the dude, the guy he won a championship with. All these things, like, it makes no sense. I cannot fathom it. I cannot.
I don't believe that he didn't know. I believe he knew, and he just telling us that he didn't know. And the secondary thing is they said that it's more moves to come. And I want to be honest with you guys. I told Rob this. There's only one other move I can see, and that's LeBron to Golden State.
And yeah, that's, and it's like, I cannot see it, dog. I cannot see it, mainly because we, you know, you want to tell them about the trade that basically we project it would be?
So I project it would be something like Wiggins and two other pieces for LeBron and one other piece to move to Golden State. That's the only way, because it's going to have to be money. And then on top of money, I think it would have to be Wiggins, Schroeder, and one other person, and then LeBron.
That'd be like Kuminga or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like Wiggins, Schroeder, Kuminga for like LeBron and one other person.
Christian Wood.
And that would make the trade, because I don't see anything else, because LeBron and Luka are the exact same person, except one is 25 and he's relatively healthy most of the time, and the other guy is old. And me and Rob said, we keep saying he's old. He keeps putting up numbers, but he can't be for all the time forever. He's not going to play till he's 50.
Ooh. Maybe.
I don't know, but I'm not expecting it. He's been a little bit more injury prone the latter part of his career.
Yeah.
I think this is the Lakers setting themselves up for, hey, this guy is going to leave. We need to do something to be in that era. And the only other thing I can see if they make another move is either giving up LeBron or you giving up Austin Reeves and Dalton Connect. Are you going to give up two young shooters for a guy who's 40 and try to make something? I can't see him going up anywhere else. He can't go back to Cleveland. Cleveland isn't going to blow up what they built. to get LeBron for 2 years and then leave? And if any of you say, well, Cleveland should take him because it's hometown, hell no. They've built that team. That team is rebuilt. Darius Garland, Spider, Mobley,
Donovan Mitchell. There.
Look, Jared Allen, them dudes have helped build up that team. That team is there. I'm not blowing up a team for 1-2 years of LeBron and then I'm left bombed out and depleted like Afghanistan after he leaves, because that's what he does to your team. He's going to strip you down if you want him.
Also, it's going to be a lot of expectations, and nobody I think is really running that. Like I was thinking, like maybe Miami would possibly take him back, but is LeBron wanting to go back with how he felt with Pat and everything? Like, it's like there's not many teams that basically are there that want to have a LeBron, and so like the Warriors seem like the most logical, especially because LeBron ain't really going to want to leave California, and I don't think his family's really going to want to leave California. Bronny is basically playing with the G League team out there. Bryce is about to go to Arizona. You know, Savannah and Zuri's still there, like in LA. Like, I don't think they're going to uproot and follow him to another location that's outside of the state. And really, at least if it's like, say, if it's San Francisco, you know, at least it's not incredibly far for him to basically get back home. But it's still to the point of, would LA facilitate a trade to a division rival for a guy that essentially is going to be at least playing for the next couple years? But even if everybody and their mom would love the fever dream of Steph and LeBron playing together in regular season games, absolutely, I'd be down for it. But I don't think they care about what the hell I want. They're not, Warriors probably want that. They as in the Lakers are not going to want to trade to a division rival and having to see LeBron more times than not. And they basically know that, okay, this is the guy that, hey, we fucked over in a sense. If he did not know that this trade was coming, but it's also to the point of, we have to see one of the greatest players of all time play against us so much that it's basically going to be another
Hall of Famer.
Possibly
with a third with Draymond. I don't know if he gets in.
He's going to make the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer.
But that's the only other thing I can see, Rob. That's the only other thing I can see is him going to Golden State now to live out his dream of playing with Steph play another year or two, play with the best shooter ever, play with Draymond, who he's good friends with Draymond with, live out your life there, and then ride off into the sunset with wherever you lead a point total at and stuff like that, and in your career. Maybe you look up and win one with Steph. Maybe y'all make a couple great playoff runs and that's it. Maybe you and Steph win one together and y'all become the high points man and the greatest shooter ever to win and win one. You never know.
Basically be each other's fountain of youth, because I mean Steph will probably find new legs basically playing with LeBron. LeBron will find new legs playing with Steph. Like, it is, I mean, it'd be a match made in heaven, but it's the thing of, it's like, it's so far-fetched of a dream, even though I was just watching a fucking thing that felt like a fever dream and Luka basically leaving the Mavericks, because everything that Luka had done for the Mavericks, you know, like, and granted, this is not the same, this is not the exact same as like when I was criticizing Embiid saying, you know, everything after everything I've done for y'all. At least Luka has made it to a finals and have made it to conference finals and stuff like that. Hasn't made an MVP, but still to the fact of Luka has basically been a lot for this Mavericks team in the 8-7 years. He's been a member of this team. And it's like, it's hard for me to think that nobody filled him in and nobody said, hey, Luka, we're thinking about trading you to the Mavericks. No matter if the Mavericks are still going to be a nice little squad, basically with him gone. Kyrie being matched with AD and that pick and roll combination. Still having AD being 31, having injury prone history, but essentially been playing very well and been pretty stable playing when he was with the Lakers and being the two-way guy that he is. So now you got that having to basically possibly be dealing with it down the road, especially when it comes to the playoffs, like Gafford and AD in the middle in against the rim is a fucking wrap. Like, the probably the best rim protection in all of the NBA outside of Wemby in San Antonio.
Yes, and here's the crazy part. They gave up that rim protection and gave up a guy who's, whenever he's healthy, paired with another guy, whenever he's healthy, paired with that team of young guys, that can make a push and they can be in the playoffs and make a run. And not only that, you know what else is killer? They've had people chanting outside of Dallas's facility to remove Nico, the GM.
Which is wild.
They've held a quote unquote funeral for Luka's career outside of the Maverick Stadium.
Which is wild.
We didn't think he would leave.
Yeah, I mean, and it's wild, but to be honest, I don't blame them, because saying that basically you're going to take away a cornerstone that you basically put everything into. This has been Luka's team. This has basically been the team that essentially you traded up for to basically in that I can't remember who traded up, but essentially the draft day trade for Trae Young and Luka Doncic. Like it's the thing of this has been your cornerstone. And it's not as if like this, I mean, granted, I would say as far as if we were to basically say who got the better of this trade, it is the Mavericks. But as far as emotionally and as far as everything that goes into like what people have basically put into this team and the guy that basically took them to the finals and everything that basically has come with that, it's still a lot to basically take away from. And it's hard to reconcile, especially when you traded for a guy that's 6 years older, better defensively, two-way player, but still somebody that hasn't been the guy like Luka has, especially when LeBron was trying to make him the guy in L.A. So it's still and when it comes to L.A., like now you have two ball dominant players. One this quarter, now closer to the end of his career. Like Nate said, two guys that are very similar. But the thing about it is like, is LeBron going to basically talk about and actually live his raps and say, I want to play off the ball, and now have a guy, especially that's ball dominant, now you can basically play off the ball. Is he going to stick to that? That's going to be the question. And I feel like you got an answer.
He's not going to stick to this. He keeps saying that he loves to play off the ball, and he doesn't play off the ball like that. LeBron wants the ball in his hands. No matter what he tells us, he wants the ball in his hands. Correct. And not only did you pick up another ball dominant guy, people forget Luka's a traffic cone on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Reeves is pretty much a traffic cone on defense. People pick on Austin Reeves. People pick on Luka. They put Luka in the pick and roll on purpose. You just got another liability on defense. You gave away your shot blocking, rim protection, rotation guy that can make plays on defense for a guy who's high in offense and facilitating and a traffic cone on defense.
It's kind of like they saw what the Sun go. It's kind of like they saw what the Suns is doing, like where we've been talking about him making like a top heavy offensive team, and basically was like, hold my beer. And especially getting guys that basically have not been able to either stay healthy or basically play in multiple ways. So like they're basically giving away their infrastructure for what? Like, what is it that they're going to benefit by basically having, like you said, traffic cones that are there that basically aren't going to help the overall way that they've been? Like, they still need that rim protection. And maybe that's what they're going to go out and get. I knew somebody did like a little mock-up with like DeAndre Ayton in a Lakers jersey. Maybe that's the play. But even then, it's like, is that something that you can rely on, especially when you got especially in a guy like DeAndre Ayton, who basically has been one of the most confusing cases I've ever seen when it comes to a player of will they, won't they, how do they feel about him?
He didn't want to be number three to KD and Devin Booker. He's not going to want to be number three to Luka and LeBron. And Luka is a high usage, high shot guy, okay? And LeBron is a high usage, I need the ball in my hand guy. You're not going to touch the ball. He touches the ball more in Portland right now than before.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting it, buddy. It's
never
going to
get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going
to
get it.
Stay your behind in Portland and continue to grow with the jump shot and that young team and see what you can do there. Because I promise you, going to Lakerland ain't going to be it. It ain't. Trust me. And the Lakers, they are somewhat defensively doomed. I watched Jason Kidd and PJ Washington be extremely angry and upset about it during the interview about an hour ago. I saw that this is one of those things where they just shook up franchises. This is not going to be good for you Laker fans who feel, I got Luka. Yes, you have Luka, but I'm gonna tell you what I told Rock. What I told Rob. You buy a shirt. It's a white shirt with black writing. And then you go buy another shirt. That's the exact same shirt. They do the exact same things, but in your head, the new shirt is whiter.
Uh-huh.
It's whiter. And your girl tells you they're the same white shirt. They do the exact same thing. And you're like, no, it's not. The shirt is whiter. That's what you have with LeBron and Luka. They do the exact same thing. They're high usage playmaking guys that score, that can put the ball on the floor. They rebound, assist, and put up a lot of shots and try to get points. Only difference is LeBron is getting old and Luka's young. Is LeBron going to play off the ball? I don't think he will. He keeps saying he wants to play off the ball, and we've yet to see him really, really take a back seat and play off the ball. I think because the Lakers said there's more moves to come, LeBron will go and stay.
Yeah, and when they talk, and with that, it's like, if basically, like I said, if basically they didn't really inform him on this, you might as well just say, hey, LeBron, we're tired of you and we're tired of everything about you. And so even though we just drafted your son as a favor to you, which is still fucking wild just to even say, we drafted your son and we basically did all these things for you. Now we're going to basically ship you off to somewhere else, which this is going to be the first time that LeBron has actually been traded officially in this kind of capacity, at least mid-season, for anybody. Like LeBron, I mean, because granted, like technically the Miami thing was a sign and trade, but like this is the first time that LeBron has essentially possibly not having a choice on where he's actually going to be going this season. So that's going to be the whole new world that we're going to kind of be dealing with. Like, where is LeBron thinking about it? Like, we honestly, I'm excited. Cause we just did the show yesterday and we're talking about the, you know, NBA purgatory teams. We might have found one with LA, with the top candidate being the best player I've seen, one of the best players Nate's seen. This is gonna be nuts. See, celebration. This is gonna be something epic. Epic. I'm trying to make it do it again. Epic. All right. So, like, I'm excited to see where this goes because I have no fucking clue where this actually really goes.
Look, I'm going to say this. Lakers won 4 out of their last 5, okay? But I personally see a skid about to happen. I see a skid about to happen.
Yeah.
Because this is about to be the LeBron show, okay? This is about to be the LeBron show because Luka isn't healthy right now.
Yep.
Axton Hayes is your center. So until they make more moves, this is the LeBron shoe. This is him with whoever's out there. JJ Redick saying probably, LeBron, how many minutes you want to play tonight? Can we win? Can we not win? And it all starts in 2 days because the 4th is their next game. They play the Clippers on the 4th. We're going to begin to see how good the Lakers show works out. Because there's no more Max Christie there. You picked up Markieff Morris in Cleaver. You don't have a Max Christie there. So to me, you either have to adjust this lineup and Dalton Connect has to get from off the bench and into the starting lineup, or Rui and those other boys are going to start. Pick your poison, Lakers. Because I see a skid coming. I see a skid coming right now. Because look, you're playing the Clippers. You play Golden State, Indiana, Utah, all relatively easy games. Charlotte, Portland maybe might give you some trouble. Denver. You play Denver February 22nd, okay? If I'm not mistaken, we look in, that's 20 days. In 20 days, Rob, I think the ass whippings begin. Because I truly believe, Jokic probably about to put 40 on them.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to probably do that regardless. But let me get my NBA announcer voice on. Will this skid mark the end of the Lakers, or as we know it, when it comes to LeBron James?
Yes. I think this is the downhill fall right here. Unless they have some trade in mind, or unless they send him to Golden State, I think that this is the Lakers slide. Because guess what? Anthony Davis might be back by the 25th. And they play Dallas on the 20th. If Kyrie and AD can go, Luka, I don't think we'll be back. Not even by a long shot. Be back by the 22nd. And he got to look AD eye to eye on that court with Kyrie, somebody who's not the biggest fan of him whenever he was with him, or who may not appreciate him the most, but did win a ring with him. And he has to play them. And that massive pick and roll with that shot blocker Daniel Gafford down there versus Jackson Hayes, who I think he could potentially eat alive. And AD Kyrie would probably one of the nastiest pick and rolls that we might see. And shooters on the wing with Quentin Grimes, and if Klay can get his shit together and everything else, and PJ Washington them coming off the bench. Let's just say it might not be the most friendly welcome back for LeBron whenever he AD. Because we were impressed the other night whenever AD went crazy in that first quarter. Don't be surprised if AD come out on the 25th with a point to prove about how I got traded. Because I ain't want to play the five no more. And this is where you sent me.
We're about to go scorched earth.
I'm telling you. Because look, it starts with Denver, Dallas, Minnesota, the Clippers again. They play New Orleans. New York gets their rematch. Then Boston, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Denver again, Phoenix, San Antonio, Denver, Milwaukee, Chicago, Orlando, Indiana. They have to play. And they still got to play Houston again, Memphis again, Oklahoma twice, Dallas again April 9th, Houston again April the 11th. Eesh. This is not going to be an easy walk at the end.
Not at all.
And this is what I'm here to see. This is the one. Can LeBron carry him and keep him from sinking?
Yep. Or shit, if the Lakers can basically make more moves, like if they can basically, maybe they go get Nurkic from the Suns, maybe they go get I'm trying to think who else would be out there. Like, you know, maybe they make a big push for Nick Claxton with the Nets. Something that basically gives them somebody in the middle that they can really go for a something. Because, like, it might be curtains for the boys. Like, I can't. Yeah. This, it's going to be hard to basically. Maybe they give up Dalton Knecht. Like, they give up somebody that's, like, out there. Or, shit, I don't even know, dog. Like.
You never cut off your nose despite your face. You just cut off the nose with the big eyebrows, okay? Because he don't want to play the five. And I think you might have just screwed yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And going out to get Luka might not have been the best thing. Like, maybe free agency should have been your way and trying to basically convince him that way. Because, yeah, I mean, he ain't going to get... Because I know, like, a lot of talk was about the Supermax as well. Doesn't look like he's going to get that because he's not going to make all NBA. So what really, like, you might as well just waited for free agency to go ahead and get him and then bring him in and make that you be your future, especially because LeBron, I think he's like a 2+1 or something like that, or 1+1.
Something like that.
Like, he probably would have been out of there if you really wanted to push his ass out. So, like, yeah, this is going to be fun. I can't wait to see it. This
will be fun. Can't wait to see it, Rob. But we had to bring you guys that emergency podcast, Bruh Meekles podcast. And me and Rob are out.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Bruh Meekles podcast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.